Since Pittsburgh was incorporated over 200 years ago, its neighborhoods have always been represented in city government by a council. But as 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports for our Good Question series, white men were always those representatives, until then-Mayor David L. Lawrence did something unheard of. He appointed a woman.
In the 1950s, Hazelwood resident Irma DeCenzo was secretary and chief examiner for the city's Civil Service Commission, overseeing hiring and employment of government workers. Her great-granddaughter, Jeannie Pursuit, says DeCenzo was devoted to her community.
She was someone who, you know, was just a really strong woman and who really cared about Pittsburgh and who really cared about family. I mean, family was, you know, really, really important.
Then, when there was a vacancy on council in 1956, Mayor Lawrence tapped DeCenzo.
Mayor Lawrence said to her one day, you know, Irma, we need more women in politics. We should really have a woman on city council, and we need to, and she was like, that's a great idea. I totally agree with you. Who are we thinking about? And he was like, you. Like, I was actually thinking you would be a good person.
Rising to council was a natural step for DeCenzo, and Mayor Lawrence recognized that.
It started with, you know, civic engagement as a voter, as a volunteer, as someone who was invested in her family and her community, her city. And then ultimately, he saw her as someone that could be that change and then made it happen.
After her appointment, DeCenzo was elected three times until she died in a car accident in Penn Hills in 1970. On council, she made sure funding and zoning were in place as chair of the Parks, Recreation, and Libraries Committee. When she died, her seat was replaced by the second woman on council, Amy Ballinger. Since then, 11 women have served, four of whom are current members. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Listener and self-proclaimed city politics buff Christina Sahovi submitted that topic for our Good Question series.
With the exception of Sophie Maslow, we've had a long tradition of white men mayors. I'm just interested to learn who these people were.
You can ask something of your own and see more at wesa.fm/goodquestion.